Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to unpack something really extraordinary.
It's quite a story. We're looking at a high finance deal, some seriously disruptive technology, and a massive global humanitarian goal all wrapped up in one.
And the most amazing part is the timeline. This isn't a 10-year plan. We're talking about an execution that could happen in a matter of weeks.
Right. And I think we have to start with the humanitarian piece because it really is the moral anchor for this entire thing.
Okay, so what's the core issue?
It's the immediate and perpetual eradication of Rh hemolytic disease of the newborn.
Right. This is a disease we basically solved in the developed world decades ago with Rogam.
Exactly. But here's the tragedy. Today, 140,000 babies are still needlessly dying from it every single year.
Wow. And this is mainly where?
Overwhelmingly in Africa and Southeast Asia. The group trying to fix this is WIREE, the Worldwide Initiative for Rh Disease Eradication.
So what do they need?
Their program works, but it needs permanent funding. They need a $10 billion endowment to make sure every child is protected forever.
Right. $10 billion in 2 months. So let's get into the engine behind this, the technology.
Right. The company at the center of all this, TCRA, holds the patents for something called Dark Lab Automation, DLA.
And this is supposed to replace the current standard TLA or Total Lab Automation.
It is. And what's so fascinating is that the innovation here is all about making things simpler, not more complex.
How so? The current labs are full of, what, robotic arms?
Expensive, maintenance-heavy robotic arms, yeah. It's this intricate, costly ballet.
Okay.
DLA, on the other hand, uses what they call team conveyor technology.
Give me the visual on that. What does that mean?
So you should picture a whole fleet of coordinated, computerized, lazy Susans.
Lazy Susans. Seriously.
Seriously. It's a patented system, of course. It uses simple motors and these bidirectional conveyors. No complex robotics. It's so efficient that clinical labs can literally run, you know, with the lights out.
That sounds brilliantly simple. But if it's that simple, where does the real financial leverage come from? What stops someone else from just copying it?
Ah, that is the key question. And the answer is market dominance. The entire plan rests on the sheer scale of the global clinical lab industry.
Which is huge.
Massive. It's a $240 billion market, and it's basically controlled by an oligopoly, the BIG4.
That's Siemens, Roche, Abbott.
And Beckman Coulter, which is owned by Danaher. That's it. They control the entire world's lab apparatus.
Okay.
And over the next two decades, they're set to generate something like $7 to $8 trillion in revenue. So the TCRA plan, it hinges on just one single communication event.
Just one. What is it?
The BIG4 simply have to announce that they're replacing their old TLA systems with TCRA's patented DLA technology.
So wait, not the actual rollout. Just the announcement.
It's just the announcement, because that act instantly locks the entire global market into TCRA's royalty stream.
Creating, what's the number?
A projected income of up to $1 trillion over 20 years. And that's what makes TCRA's company value just explode overnight to between $300 and $400 billion.
So what makes this irresistible to the BIG4 CEOs? What's the incentive?
Well, there are two, and they're both huge. First, it's just financial survival and massive profit. They already own 32% of TCRA.
So the moment they make that announcement,
their stake is suddenly worth up to $320 billion in future royalties. It secures their market dominance. I mean, it's a number big enough to double their stock prices.
And the other side of the coin.
The philanthropy. 50% of TCRA's shares go into a donor-advised fund, a DF. That's over $400 billion in royalties going to charities. And right off the top,
WIRE gets its $10
billion. WIRE gets its $10 billion endowment immediately. The mission is funded.
But there's a problem, right? TCRE can't just call up these CEOs.
No direct access. So here's the strategy. A VC firm is recruiting a powerful group they're calling the RH Club.
An RH?
Influential billionaire philanthropists. They're the ones who will meet with the CEOs. And they'll present the plan as both this enormous financial opportunity and, critically, as a unique acute responsibility.
This is the Kitty Genovese syndrome twist.
Exactly. They are making it unavoidably clear that these few CEOs are the only people in the world who can make the specific decision required to stop those 140,000 deaths a year.
It's a true win-win-win then. Revolutionary tech for the labs, enormous profit for the BIG4, and the money for DIRE's mission.
It is. The entire plan rests on the idea that the CEOs just can't afford the public, the moral, and even the financial fallout of walking away from this.
Which leads you, the listener, with a really powerful final thought to consider.
It does. At what point does a massive financial opportunity stop being just an opportunity and become an undeniable moral duty?